this process, how you feel you're feeling right now going into the upcoming season?
Feeling pretty good. Body's a little sore from workouts this morning. But now we're putting in the time in the off season to get ready, get into shape and get ready for the season. And we're looking forward to a good season, tough schedule, and some great opponents that we have traveling across the country and having some great teams coming into Provo. But, man, it doesn't get much better than that.
As a senior on this team, how do you, I guess, bring the younger guys under your wing? How do you help them out?
So we've got I feel like, a lot more younger guys coming in than we've had in the past. And so it takes a few of us guys, myself along with Craig and some of the other guys on the defense, to take them under your wing, you know, coach them up in the film room, get in there and teach them the defense. That way when they hit fall camp, they've got some kind of base or some kind of foundation they could build on. And we need a lot of those guys, a lot of these young guys that are coming in, we need them to step up and play. And so it's on us as, you know, veteran guys to get them ready so they can contribute and help our team out. So,
how do you maintain the success that you had last year to this coming season?
Man, it's just you build upon it. You take what you did good last year and you find out what weaknesses you have and you try and improve on those. And you focus on those in the off season. That's what the off season is for, is to improve and get better and really work on some of the things that you've struggled with.
Thinking about the secondary, a couple guys back, you did pretty well last year, everybody getting picks or breaks up. How do you guys feel you work as a team out there to kind of make sure everybody's on the same page or anticipate next move or call about what's going on?
Well, just with the secondary, Jordan, this will be his third year playing, and Craig, this is his second year back from his mission starting, and then I've been there for 3 years, and so us three, I feel like, have a really good communication, a really good relationship with each other, able to, you know, make the right calls and get people lined up. But we have an experienced defense as well, with, you know, Kyle and Spencer at linebacker, and Wani Unga and Ethan Manu Manaliuna coming back, and Bronson. And those guys are experienced and they know what they're doing, and they'll help, you know, some of the other guys that need, you know, that help.
You guys do have a fairly older team, a lot of experience. How's that going to help you this year?
Man, it just gives us confidence. We got a lot of confidence coming from last year, and especially the way we ended the season with the bowl game. We're going into this season, I think, with a lot of confidence, with a lot of experience, knowing that we've got a big challenge ahead of us, and then knowing that there's a few guys that need to step up and fill some positions. And hopefully that experience will kind of just get shared and help some of these younger guys come up. But we need to, I feel like, feed off that experience and take advantage of it.
With the tough schedules, beef up even more. You're playing even tougher the past couple years. Finally got Texas, Virginia, Notre Dame again. How do you guys, what do you think about that overall? It's kind of playing the best teams possible, it seems like.
Man, I mean, that's what you want. If you're playing college football, every team thinks they're the best team in the country. And you want to play the best opponents, and I love our schedule. I don't think it's too tough. I think it's just right where we can play, you know, Texas at home and Virginia on the road, first game opener, and go back to Notre Dame and games like that. Man, we want to match up against the best in the country, and we take pride in, or have confidence in the fact that we feel like we can line up against anybody and do well and play our game and, you know, win.
What does that tell you about this school and being able to schedule this type of schedule?
Hey, we're unique. I feel like this is really special, at least for me. I'm a senior. I get to travel to Wisconsin this year. I get to travel to Virginia, you know, back to Notre Dame. I mean, that's really special for me, and it's a unique opportunity. It's something that ESPN's given us, and along with that is our coverage. I mean, being able to have our games on TV and stuff like that is just really, really cool. With my family spread across the country, they get to watch the games and see me play and stuff like that. It's really, really neat. And we get to travel to different places like Wisconsin, and we'll probably have a fireside the day before and see, you know, people show up that, you know, want to see what BYU is all about and have never heard of Provo or BYU. I've never seen them on TV before. And so I think that's really neat.
So with that schedule, because you're a pretty very good player and probably aspirations after BYU, does that help you maybe get more for yourself? Like if you do good against playing against Texas or Wisconsin, these good games against those high-caliber teams or more nationally known teams, that can help you for the next level possibly?
Right. I don't look at it as myself or what it can do for me, but I think it's what it can do for this program and what it can do for our team. The fact that we are able to match up against Texas this year at home, and we played them 2 years ago, played them in a tough game, and let that one slip away from us. But teams like Wisconsin, it's really, really awesome that, you know, BYU can go out there and play them, and to show, hey, BYU can hang, or BYU can play, and, you know, and, you know. So I think that's really special. It helps this program, helps our team out a lot.
You guys will be successful if what?
If we, I mean, it goes back to effort and execution. I think it'll be, well, let me answer that a little bit different. We will be successful if we play as a team this year. As if the offense and the defense, we work together and we're a unit, and we play well as a team. That means defense getting turnovers, offense getting in good field position and things like that. So we'll be good if we play as a team this year.
All right, man. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.